Violinist Johnny Gandelsman was born in Moscow into a family of musicians. His father, Yuri, is a professor of viola here at Michigan State University. His mother, Jana, is a pianist, and his sister, Natasha, is a violinist as well. Johnny Gandelsman is well known for his roles in the string quartet Brooklyn Rider and the multifaceted Silk Road Ensemble, two of today's notable stereotype-defying music groups. Gandelsman performs one of his instrument's most soul-searching and technically challenging bodies of work tonight and tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the MSU Union, Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonatas and Partitas for Solo Violin. Here on Current State, Johnny Gandelsman. Live from Studio S, here on WKAR's Current State, violinist Johnny Gandelsman, who performs tonight and tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the MSU Union. He'll be performing J.S. Bach's Sonatas and Partitas for solo violin. What did we just hear?
You just heard a movement from the third partita in E major. The movement is called Lure, and it's just one of those beautiful, elegant dances.
Indeed. What do you think that these pieces, the sonatas and partitas for solo violin, what do they represent in the violin universe?
Well, I think Bach, you know, who himself was a great violinist, really explores all the possibilities of the instrument through the pieces, from the, you know, the beauty of these dances to the incredible polyphony of the fugues, and the depths of emotion that can exist on in one single instrument.
So lightness and a depth of emotion as well.
Absolutely.
On opposite ends of the spectrum. What particular challenges do you face as the featured artist when performing this complete body of work in a single performance?
Well, I'm just, you know, I've just started doing this. I've had a chance to perform all of them in the last few weeks about 4 times. And so I'm learning each time that I do it, I learn something new. And
is it a harder performance? Is it a more physically demanding performance getting through these pieces?
In some ways. I mean, it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes of music. Mm. So there's, you know, there's memorization involved and pacing. Most importantly, I what I'm working on right now is I'd like to be in the right state of listening right from the very beginning, and that has been getting better from night to night. So I'm hoping tonight will be a good one.
Listening as you're performing.
Yes.
How has the violin world, how has its approach to Bach's sonatas and partitas today changed compared to, say, 40 or 50 years ago?
Well, you know, I think now was the beautiful resurgence of the Baroque movement. There's just much more openness to different ways one can perform these pieces. You know, about 40, 50 years ago, I think what you mostly heard is romanticized version of the pieces, which is beautiful in its own way. But I think now people are finding more freedom to look back to kind of the original way these pieces might have been performed, and
that's less romantically. What does that add up to?
I mean, there's some technical things. You know, one may use less vibrato, or the tempos may be a little bit faster.
I understand. Yeah. Your string quartet, Brooklyn Rider, seeks to break the bounds of the typical classical string quartet. What are some of the ways that you build on Haydn and Mozart and Beethoven and Bartok and the many contributors to this musical conversation?
Well, you know, what we do with the quartet is we definitely play works from the traditional classical repertoire, as you mentioned, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven. But we also play a lot of new music. We commission a lot of new music. We've premiered probably over 40 or 50 works. We also do a lot of collaborations with musicians outside of classical music. And so what that does is it puts us in a different, again, listening state. And puts us a little bit outside of our comfort zone, but that's kind of the place where a lot of learning can happen. And from those collaborations, we can then take a lot of things back to performing a string quartet by Beethoven.
Sounds like it creates a lot of sparks.
Absolutely.
Good, productive, creative sparks.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your other groups. You're involved in several ensembles, the Knights, Silk Road Ensemble.
Right.
Tell us about each of those.
Well, Silk Road Ensemble is a collective of musicians from around the world that was brought together by Yo-Yo Ma. And it's the group has been around for 15 years already. And again, this is a group that explores a little bit of, you know, what's precious and dear to someone else. And when you learn that one special thing, it brings you closer to understanding the other person. And so we learn about each other's traditions and explore what's possible together.
Sounds very exciting. Well, we want to thank you, Johnny Gandelsman, for joining us here today at an hour that's probably not always easy to make magic, but you've made it very special here for us today, and we appreciate that great
deal. Thank you very much. I have two kids, so this hour is nothing.
We want to correct some misinformation we spread out there just a few minutes ago, too, regarding your performances. Your performances take place at the Cook Recital Hall in the Music Building, MSU College of Music, not at the MSU Union, and they are set for 7:30 p.m. this evening and tomorrow evening.